On this episode of the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast, Creepy Ken and Ghost Joe peel back the layers of myth, memory, and misdirection. From whispered warnings to glitchy truths, they explore how urban legends shape our fears and why some stories refuse to die. So dim the lights, put up the volume, and go check on the kids one more time because the call could be coming from inside the house. Let's go!
Do aliens exist and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. I am Ghost Joe.
And I'm Creepy Ken.
I like that. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. So I hope you guys are enjoying these shows, man. Last week's episode was awesome about Mandela Effect. So I definitely liked doing that one. That one was very cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, without a doubt. So this week's episode, I'm going to have just as much fun with, because this is one of the things that I like to talk about as well, which is urban legends.
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many of these too, just like the Mandela Effect. Actually, I think there's more urban legends than there are Mandela Effect, you know, because the Mandela Effect kind of just, you know, if you want to think about it, just started maybe like 15, 20 years ago or something like that. Urban legends have been around for centuries.
And literally every place on the face of the earth has them, which is crazy.
Yeah. And we're going to get into some of those too. So if you want to get people started, man, let everybody know what the hell an urban legend is.
So an urban legend is I guess it's like a story that could be based in fact, that kind of, I don't know, I have different theories about urban legends, because I think a lot of them are based on parents telling scary stories to keep their kids in line. I think that's what a lot of it is. However, I think some of these urban legends cross over into the cryptid territory or ghost territory pretty easily. I think that the paranormal and urban legends go hand in hand, man. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many of them too, man. I mean, and some of them, and we're going to touch on these too, is that a lot of them were made into movies, books, and all this stuff. It's like, they made movies called Urban Legend, you know?
And it wasn't about Snoop Dogg.
No, it was not. It was not.
No. He is an urban legend, though.
Ah, gotcha.
Isn't he? I would think so.
I would assume so. Yeah. Listen, we already got canceled from last week.
So. I know. Okay. I'll simmer down.
No, some of these are great, man. And, you know, I have a few of my favorites. So I want to talk about one of my favorite ones is the babysitter and the man upstairs, urban legend. So, of course, you know, the babysitter, and of course, there were numerous, you know, movies made about this. You know, a babysitter keeps getting a call over and over and over. They keep saying, check on the kids. Check on the kids. Why don't you check on the kids? You know, and the babysitter is just like, no, get out of here. Get out of here. Hanging up the phone. You know, eventually, you know, she calls the police and they're like, the call's coming from upstairs, you know, and she runs upstairs and, you know, hilarity ensues. And that's the babysitter and man upstairs urban legend. It was actually inspired by the 1950 murder of Janet Christman. While babysitting in Missouri, actually.
And you know, that isn't too far-fetched either. And that's what a lot of these, I think a lot of urban legends could be actually real, you know, like you just said. I just saw a body cam of some woman that called and said that she heard noises in her attic and she thought it was a raccoon. And then she went up there and looked and saw somebody up there. She called the police and I saw the body cam of the guys go up there and get the police go up there and get him out. He'd been living in her attic. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, that wasn't a good look for me.
What's that?
I gotta straighten myself out.
Yeah, man.
That wasn't cool.
No, not at all.
I should have at least paid for the food, you know. Chipped in for that, but
for sure.
You know, you live and you learn, you know. what about one of my favorites? And listen, I'm 44 years old, okay? And I still have never finished this before. Chanting Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Okay. I've still never done that before. Because I'm like, really? No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
Now, how did you guys do it? How did you guys learn to do that?
You know, you go into the bathroom or whatever, you turn the lights off and you say Bloody Mary three times, you know, and apparently, I mean, you know, of course, you know, movies and everything else hype it up like, oh, she's going to kill you with her long fingernails. But
yeah,
but really, like, the whole thing is you're supposed to see like a scary woman, you know, basically behind you. That's the gist of it, you know? But I've never gotten through that. I've never actually said Bloody Mary three times in the mirror. And I'm a huge paranormal guy and I'm a huge horror movie guy, you know, but I'm like, no, you know, that's just one of the things. I'm just
a little too far for you.
I'm just not going to do it. You know, I'm just going to let it go. Now, mind you, Bloody Mary, I did a segment on this a while ago. I forget exactly, but Bloody Mary isn't the religious biblical Mary. It's right. Based off of a different Mary. But yeah, I mean, you said you have done it before.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See, the way that we were brought up to do it is my grandmother actually told me the Bloody Mary thing and I had to do it. I had a cool grandma. She loved horror movies and loved getting freaky and let me back this bad boy up. All right. Jesus.
Oh, are you drinking cut waters?
Cut water. We need a sponsor. Anyway, my grandmother used to like to scare us. There we go.
There you go. That's a good
one. So if we were bad when we were little kids, she had this scary mask and we had a big picture window. And when we were kids, she would take a broomstick and she'd sneak outside and put that mask up in front of the window and scare the hell out of us. And it was a long time before I knew that we were good. We were good. As soon as that happened, man, we stopped acting up, man. It was scary. That's probably child abuse nowadays, but it wasn't that bad. I turned out some sort of okay. But yeah, we learned to do it with a candle in the room because when you look in the mirror, the candlelight makes your face look like it's changing with all the shadows. So after the third one, you're staring in the mirror and your face looks like it's changing into Bloody Mary. And then it freaks you out, man. And
wow.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah. My sister used to chase me around the house with scissors. She was 7 years older than me. So.
Well,
are we on a podcast or am I talking to my therapist? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I forgot. but she really did though. I'm okay though. I'm okay. I have to use the little plastic scissors, you know. I'm good with those. Work. what about the hook man? Right? Like I believe this was the first scene in the first Urban Legends movie.
Yeah. Well,
you know, the couple gets in the car and they go to Lover's Lane or whatever. And, you know, they're doing their thing and they hear a scratching on the hood of the car or on the top of the car. And they're like, what is that? Oh, it's gotta be a branch or something. It's gotta be something. Right. And then the dude gets out, you know, whatever. And he goes into the woods for some odd reason and he doesn't come back. And then the girl gets out and that's the end of that. And it turns out it was a man with a hook. That goes around killing couples.
Wasn't there another movie in the 90s that had a hook? It wasn't I Know What You Did Last Summer. It was the other one. What was the other one that came out right around that same time?
Was that...
It was by the same author that wrote the book.
I know what you're talking about too.
It had Jennifer Love Hewitt in it, I think. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
No, well, that was I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay, so then it had the other one in it.
I know what you're talking about, though. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, Last Summer?
No, it wasn't that. But I know what movie you're talking about, and I can't think of it. If anybody could think of it, give us a call at 845-600-0744.
Because I remember, because they remade that in the movie Scary Movie, right?
Right.
Like, part of that. And they were making fun of dude for having a baby dick and all that.
No.
Remember, Bobby's got a baby dick. Do you remember that?
No, but now I'm going to have to put the little,
edit.
Yeah, like the little.
Bobby's got a, just put the beeper in there.
Or whatever,
Just put the beeper in there. Just beep it out. But no, I remember. What the hell was that? That's going to drive me crazy. Anyway.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't think of it either. And it's funny, too, because I remember seeing a preview for it or something about it. Not long ago, and I can't think of it. What about the woman in the white dress, the hitchhiker, the one that is in every town in America, that they have this urban legend of this woman in a white dress that hangs out near a cemetery, or that hangs out close to a cemetery, asks for a ride, and then as soon as you get to the cemetery, she disappears.
Yeah, so there's one in Chicago like that, right? The hell is it? Resurrection Mary.
Yeah. I've heard of Resurrection Mary, yep.
Yeah, that I think every state has one of those. It's kind of like the Crybaby Bridge, right? Which is also an urban legend. And I think we talked about with Sin, I think that every state has, I know Ohio has three Crybaby Bridges, and I know there are two here in South Carolina. And I'm like, why is everybody so fascinated with this Crybaby Bridge thing? It's crazy, but yeah, it's an urban legend. You guys have one in New York, the What's Spook that? Hill thing, right?
I don't know about that one.
You're from New York.
Listen, when you come over here, we're gonna have that chopped cheese that you were talking about. I don't even know what the hell chopped cheese is in New York City.
I had a dream that Joe and I went out and had some chopped cheese, and I had to look this chopped cheese thing out. It's a real thing. It's like a New York staple, chopped cheese.
Yeah, I never.
And Joe never heard of it. So maybe, I don't know.
I just know about, us New York City people, when we want our breakfast, we get bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll with salt, pepper, ketchup.
On a roll.
And you say it, and you have to say it fast. That's how we New Yorkers do it. Bacon, egg, and cheese. Like, it's one word, bacon, egg, and cheese.
What kind of roll is it on? What roll?
Just, like a Kaiser roll. Kaiser roll.
Okay.
Bacon, egg, and cheese with salt, pepper, and ketchup. It's a New York staple, man.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I don't want ketchup, though, on my egg.
Oh, you got to have ketchup on your egg.
Oh, no way, dude.
Come on, Em.
No, it's like having flavored liquor. What's the point? It means your liquor's not good. So if you put ketchup on your egg, it means you don't like eggs.
I love eggs. Anyway,
me too.
We're getting off topic.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what about actually one of my favorites? That's probably one of the first ones that I kind of remember hearing. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And they're like, oh, that's an urban legend, is the kidney heist.
Yeah.
And that one's about a traveler wakes up, he goes to a hotel or motel or whatever, probably a motel because those are probably easier to get into than a hotel, he's in a motel. And, he goes into the bath, which, I haven't been able to fit in a bath since I was a kid. But, this dude apparently goes into a bath and he wakes up and he's all sewed up or whatever. And he's missing a kidney, And, there's no verified cases of this. But, it basically echoes fears of the black market organ trade and stuff like that. But that's a big urban legend as well. The kidney heist.
Yep. Well, Ohio's big. They have a couple of big urban legends up there. And, like I said, some of these urban legends teeter on things that, some people really, really, really believe this stuff, Right. The Gore Orphanage is a big one up in Ohio. And it was this orphanage in the 1800s that caught on fire. And in Lorain County. I've actually been there to the site. Every single orphan in the whole place died. And one of the things that locals say, if you visit the site where the orphanage used to be, you can still see the ghosts of dead children, and you can hear them and see them playing sometimes and smell their burning flesh. And it's a big thing. Like, everybody literally in the summertime, it's like a, it's like you're, it's like you have to do it when you're a teenager. You know what I mean? It's something you have to do. It's been around for years and years and years. So.
So what other urban legends you got?
Well, I've got a couple of them, man. Like, here in South Carolina, there's a couple. And, you know, you got Pennsylvania. We did the TikTok on the Green Man legend, the urban legend of the Green Man.
Right.
So that's kind of one of my favorite ones because, I don't know, it's just a messed up story, you know. And if you haven't watched the TikTok, I'll explain it. There was this kid who climbed up, real kid, onto a bridge trying to get something and touched a high tension wire and got burnt and lost pretty much his eyes, his nose, his mouth, deformed him completely, lost an arm. And he used to walk down the road and at night, because that's the only time he could go out without people making fun of him. And it's turned into an urban legend where people see this kid that, cause they say that he had a green hue due to the electrical wires burning him. So now it's turned into this whole thing where people see him glowing as they walk down the road, and people to this day are still seeing him, walking down the road. And, you know, it's kind of cool cause it's based in truth, because there was an actual guy that this happened to, and it didn't become an urban legend until after he passed away. And it's kind of been, passed down. So it's been around since the 50s, I think.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, there's so many of these things too, man. I mean, you know, there's some that are local legends. There's some that are widespread. Like we were talking about, there are a lot that are in other countries as well. You know, Japan has many of them. France has one of a ghostly hitchhiker dressed in white, you know, then vanishes just like all the others. Even France has that. Then there's, what is it? Then there's Gloomy Sunday. Have you ever heard of Gloomy Sunday?
I haven't.
Okay. So this one's from Hungary, and it's about a haunting song that's allegedly linked to multiple, you know, doing stuff to yourself to that you'll never come back from. I'm just gonna say it because this is freaking
suicide.
What the hell? Yeah, it's linked to multiple suicides, and it's even including the composer as well. And the origin, it was composed in 1933. It's called Gloomy Sunday, and it evokes despair and longing. And the music is emotional, and it's like a psychological trigger, apparently. And that's the urban legend that, I guess, when you listen to the song, you want to, you know, you want to not be here anymore. Yeah. So, I mean, that goes along with probably, you know, have you ever heard of Antrim?
No.
I've talked about Antrim before on my show. Antrim is a movie that had come out a couple times, actually. And basically, every time, it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's like The Ring, because it's a little different, but every time this movie has come out in the movie theater, crazy stuff has happened. One time it came out in the movie theater and the whole movie theater burned down and a whole bunch of people died.
No way.
Yeah. Another time the movie came out and it's always like 10 years later, the movie comes out again. They try to release it again or it pops up somewhere and more people die from watching this movie. And it's called Antrim.
Huh.
But it's weird because it is kind of like, it's weird because it The Ring was probably based off of this movie, to be honest with you, because it's kind of similar to where, like, if you ever seen The Ring and really like kind of watch the movie, like that these people are watching in within the movie, it's like weird and it kind of makes no sense. And you just kind of see like this girl, you know, with the well. It's kind of similar to that, where it's kind of like the story kind of makes no sense a little bit. But actually what the movie is about these girls or about these kids that want to dig up their dog or whatever that died because the dog went to hell or something crazy like that. But yeah, this movie is about, and whenever this movie has been released, crazy stuff has happened.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's really,
it's pretty cool. I'm gonna have to check that out in more depth.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, let me know before you finish it, you know, just in case.
I will. Cutwater. I'll just drink Cutwater. I won't remember it at all.
Right. Right.
I'm going to have to try this Cutwater stuff now.
This is all right. I'm coming down now, but it's all right. It's all right.
All right. So have you ever heard of Polybius?
No. Tell me.
Really? Polybius is one of my favorites. So according to legend, it's a video game that appeared in arcades all around Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon. I sound like a news guy now. In 1981. Anyway. And, you know, that was kind of like the golden age of arcades and stuff. I remember I loved the hell out of some arcades, man.
Right.
So it was in just like a simple black cabinet. It had abstract geometry, but it was highly addictive. And people who claim to remember playing the game recall different and contradictory gameplay experiences. So players, after playing this game, because they were so addicted to it, like there were lines and lines and lines to play this game, they started suffering from seizures, amnesia, insomnia, and night terrors. There were also hallucinations involved and people claiming to be addicted to the game. So yeah, like I said, there were lines formed and it was super popular, man. They couldn't, like no other games were being played. People were just standing in line to play this game. So I guess that every week these men in black suits and ties would come in, open up the game before the shop was there, and collect something out of it. It wasn't the money. They collect something out of it. And it's rumored to be that those were men in black who were coming in working for the government, who were collecting information from this game. And they it was the government basically trying to see how this affected people, different people's psyches and things like that. And then one day the shop owners came in and the video games were all gone, all taken out. Like the government come in overnight and just taking the game out.
Huh.
But it's really, if you think about it, it's kind of crazy because it's not too different from what we do now, right? Because now, you know, you got these apps to collect all your data and all your stuff, even the games that you play on your phone, constantly collecting data on you.
Yeah.
To know your algorithm. So that a lot of people say this is an urban legend, but a lot of people say it's not. So whether it is or not, you know, that's kind of the fun thing about urban legends. You know, you never really know. And whoever writes these things or thinks of these things is really, really crazy. But it is considered a hoax. However, if you look at it in today's standards, it makes sense that they were doing something like that then too, to see how they could, you know, how they can control us. Because they're, you know, our government, of course, is always trying to control us, or so people think. But yeah, that's one of my favorite ones is Polybius.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that like, when you think about it, the, I guess, updated version of urban legends is creepypasta.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, creepypasta is basically, you know, an idea that was created or put on the internet, and it just kind of grew legs and you know, just kind of like telephone, you know, like it just kind of, you know, progressed into, you know, bigger and different things and it just snowballed.
Creepypastas are awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's plenty of that. I mean, there's plenty of those as well. We could even do a whole show on creepypastas as well.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody wants to hear about that, let us know. Give us a call or leave us a message on our new website, warpedrealityparanormal.com. Let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what's so? We're on the creepypasta thing. There's a creepypasta, the I consider the biggest creepypasta ever, that turned into one of the biggest urban legends ever and actually caused some murders there, right?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if you had that on your list, but it just came to my mind whenever you were saying that.
Yeah, go for it.
Slenderman, man.
Of course.
Slenderman. I mean, it's, I remember, so my oldest kid was, I don't know, he's 24 now, 24. So I remember when he was like 12, 13, Slenderman was all I heard about, man. It was, these kids love Slenderman and they love to talk about him and freak themselves out. And it was kind of cool because, you know, I remember doing stuff like that when I was a kid. But yeah, I mean, there were people that believed in this so much that, what was it? Two girls tried to kill another one over Slenderman in Minnesota?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, and they said that it was Slenderman that made them do it. And, yeah. You know, just to kind of get out of it, which I honestly, that's, you know, I obviously we here at Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast do not condone murdering, but that's a pretty crazy thing to say. That's honestly, all right. And I'm going to put this out there too, man. I don't believe that the Amityville Horror thing actually happened.
Really?
Oh, I feel
even
like,
Okay. You're trusted, loved the Warrens.
I love the Warrens. And I believe that the house is definitely haunted by the family that got murdered there. But I don't believe that it was haunted beforehand. I don't believe that the house was telling Ronald DeFeo Jr. to kill anybody. You know?
I think that dude was just possessed on his own without the house. So
he was on all sorts of hallucinogens and all sorts of things, man. I mean, on top of the fact that his father was mixed up in organized crime as well. So yeah, there was a lot going on there. That's another whole show too. I'd love to delve deep into the whole Amityville Horror. Maybe we could even get somebody that knows even more about us, you know, more than us about it, and have them on the show about that. Because that's another whole show in itself. But I kind of came to the conclusion that's as much as I love the idea about it because it's paranormal stuff, I do think that it was just kind of concocted just to, number one, try to get Ronald DeFeo Jr. off of murder, and number two, to sell books, you know, and number three is, you know, because this all came from the Lutzes, who purchased the house a year later after the murders at a very, very low price, right?
Yep.
But you got to understand something, right? A lot of people don't realize the house was in Amityville, New York. Okay. Amityville is in Long Island. It's a very, very expensive area. And I'm sure it was very expensive in the 70s when they purchased the house. Okay. So if the house was, cheap to buy, I'm sure the taxes were not cheap.
Yeah.
And George Lutz had lost his job at one point, or he was like kind of like, you know, in between jobs or whatever. He wasn't getting paid quite well. So my theory is that they concocted this idea that they were able to leave the house at 29 days before a month. So you wonder if there was some kind of clause in there saying that if you leave the house before a month, that you won't have to pay, or that you could get out of the mortgage, or that you could get out of the deal. You know, because why 29 days?
Right.
You know, like that, to me, that's a little strange. And I'm sure the taxes were probably super high, you know?
Yeah.
Even back then, because Amityville is a very ritzy area, you know, it's a very high priced area. So that's kind of my feeling behind the whole Amityville Horror thing. I think that, I know we went like way off of urban legends, but you know, just to put it out there, that's kind of my theory with the whole Amityville thing.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of Fingernail Freddy?
I have not. Who's
that? So he's from Rhode Island.
Okay.
Just think about that for a second. Think about his name. What does it remind you of?
fingernails and Freddy. Right. Well, by golly, it reminds me of Freddy Krueger.
That's what Freddy Krueger was loosely based on, was this legend. And apparently it was this guy that lived in the woods who had these long fingernails that would attack campers and kill them in the middle of the light of the night. And there isn't a lot of information out there that I could find on it, but according to legend, there are a couple of documented real deaths in the area that people attribute to Fingernail Freddy, then they're unsolved. So whether it's true or not, if anybody out there knows more about Fingernail Freddy, let us know, man. Write us an email and, you know, shoot it off to us. Hit us up on the website. You know, let us know, because I couldn't find a lot about Fingernail Freddy, and it kind of fascinates me because I love the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. They scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I love Freddy Krueger is probably one of my favorites just because he's so sadistic and funny, you know,
made like me laugh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, and it's funny because as the movies went on and as they progressed, I think he got funnier. That first movie was scary as hell.
Oh yeah.
Super scary, you know, and then the second one was a little weird, but the second one was really good too. That was with Jesse, you know, and Freddy kind of made it out of the dream world in that one, which was kind of weird. He was at like a pool party or something. That was a little strange. Yeah. A lot of people don't even attribute the second one. They kind of bypass the second one and just go from one to three. Three was my favorite. I think three is a lot of people.
Was that Dream Warriors?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's my favorite too. Yeah.
That one was so good.
Dude, when he was doing the puppet thing.
Oh, Joey.
That was badass.
Poor Joey, man. Poor Joey. Yeah. That one was awesome. And plus, I have a soft spot for Patricia Arquette in that.
Oh, yeah.
Patricia Arquette in that. But yeah, those are great. Have you ever heard of the spider bite?
No.
Okay, so it's a bite that hatches babies. If you get a spider bite, it hatches babies under the skin. And baby spiders come out.
Oh. Well, there was, that reminds me of another one. The earwigs, the little bugs.
Right.
We were always told when I was a kid that they would crawl into your ear and lay eggs and come out. The eggs would come out of your ear. And it freaked me out because when I was a kid, I had longer hair because it was cool. I had like the Thrasher haircut, you know, all off to the side because I was awesome, you know?
Yeah.
And thought I could ride skateboards and, you know, stuff like that. And this is what got me, because that one always stuck in my head. And here's something crazy that happened. So when I was like 12, we were at a campground and we were out in the woods. And there was this vine that went out over this ravine. And I mean, it wasn't a real big ravine or anything. And there was a bunch of brush under it. So I fell into this ravine, like the thing broke on me and I fell and it hurt like hell. I remember that. I came home and it took me forever to get out of there. Anyway, I came home and we went home that night from the campground and I took a shower and all that, got cleaned up because that was Sunday night and I had school the next day. Well, I started to fall asleep and I kept hearing this weird buzzing noise. And I'm like, what is this weird buzzing noise, man? And I kept hearing it. And finally I got up and I turned on the light and there was all these things crawling all over my pillow. I know. And I'm like, oh my God, I got earwigs, you know? Like I got earwigs, dude. I started freaking out. I'm yelling for my mom. My mom comes in. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I got earwigs. And she's like, what are you talking about? Well, it wasn't earwigs at all. So when I fell into the brush pile, I got fleas somehow.
Oh my God.
In my hair from that. And we had this whole treatment thing where, you know, the brush and that's, I just shaved my head after that. I was done with it. But either way, that the earwig thing, man, that was creepy, dude, because I thought that shit was happening for real.
That's crazy.
So did you guys ever have any in your local area when you were a kid, urban legends?
So if you have, let us know about it. But now, would you consider some of these cryptids as urban legends as well, or would you consider them something different?
No, I think they teeter totally, man. Teeter totally. Teeter totally.
Teeter totally. Yeah, I like it. I could go with that.
Yeah, I do think they teeter, man. I mean, they are so... I think they touch on each other, you know, because as they could have been a sighting in the beginning, they have now become an urban legend because they're passed down and passed down and passed down. You know, you got these encounters that are a one-time encounter that have been passed down. And some of them even kind of, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, like black-eyed kids. I don't know if that, like, I think they're real, but for a lot of people, it's an urban legend.
Yeah. And
the reason why I think they're real is because I had an encounter with a black-eyed kid once.
What?
Yeah, I swear to you, dude. It was crazy.
What? You got to tell.
All right, so when I was living in Ohio, it snowed like hell one night. You know, it's nothing to get a ton of snow in a matter of an hour there. So I remember we were having some people over that night, I think just family, and I had to go out and shovel the driveway. And my wife was not home from work yet. There was nobody in the house. And I'm out there shoveling the driveway like crazy, trying to get it all cleaned up. And I had headphones on or earbuds, so I don't hear anything. I get down to the end of the driveway, and I just happen to see in my peripheral vision. Yeah. Like a set of feet at the end of my driveway, you know, and it wasn't unusual because, you know, we knew our neighbors and we talked to them and whatnot. Well, I look up and there's this kid standing there, and he's got he's a teenager, probably 13, 14. He's got these black pants on, black shoes. It was really weird because it looked very neat. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It was nothing like you hear in the story where they have old fashioned clothes on or anything like that. Like, he had a t-shirt on and jeans and boots, and he's standing there, and I remember his hair looked perfect. And that's what I focused on, was his hair. And I'm like, and then I said, "Can I help you?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Can I use your phone?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So I reach in my pocket to pull out my phone, and he goes, "No, the one in your house." And I said, "I don't have a phone in my house." And he goes, "No, the one in your house." And I said, "I don't have a phone in my house. This is the only phone I have." And he goes, "No, the one in your house." And I was like, "What the hell?" Kind of like what you did to me a couple of episodes ago with the power lines, right?
All right.
Took me three times, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of snapped out of it because I remember being focused, hyper-focused on his hair. And to my credit, I do that a lot. Like I said before, I'm a studier of people. Like, I study little features and little things on people. You know what I mean? I don't know why I do it. It's a quirk. It drives me crazy, but I was focused on his hair. And then I realized that it's the middle of winter. It just snowed like hell. It's like 17 degrees outside. And this kid is standing here in a pair of jeans, boots, and a t-shirt. And he isn't acting like he's cold. I've got a coat on. I've got long johns on. You know, and then I thought, man, that's really weird. And I said, "Listen, get lost." And he goes, "I need to use your phone." And then I really looked at him, and dude, I'm telling you what, I could see there was no whites in his eyes, and he was dead stare at me.
Oh.
And I'm like, "Yo," I said, "You need to get lost, dude." And I said, or "I'm going to call the police." And
what?
He goes, "I need to use your phone." And I go, "No, you don't, man." And then I got really creeped out at that point when I seen his eyes. And I'm telling you, like, I act like a sissy sometimes, but right now, like, well, with weird shit, I am, you know, sometimes. But like, if it's just me and another dude, I'm like, "Okay, dude, like, let's do this." You know what I mean? But he was just, and then he started walking up my driveway when I turned around. So I remember turning around, had my shovel in my hand, and I put my shovel up on my shoulder like a baseball bat. And I said, "You're going to want to get off my driveway right now." I said, "Get lost, man." And he goes, "Well, I need to use your phone." And I go, you know, I walked into my garage and I said, "I'm closing the garage door." I said, "Then I'm going to walk in and get my gun." I said, "You have that much time to leave." And then he goes, "I need to use your phone." And I said, "No, man." And I hit the garage door button and the garage door went down. And I did exactly that. I went in the house, I got my gun. And by the time I came back, which did not take me very long, By the time I came back out, he was gone.
Yo, you just creeped me out, man.
Dude, it was...
That's nuts.
It was crazy, man. Like, and I even called my wife at that point, and I'm like, yo, do not come home right now. Like, if you're even close, remotely close to the house, don't do it. I don't know where... I told her what happened. I said, I don't know where this dude went. I don't know what's going on. You know, I got a big dog, so I'm not worried about him getting in the house. And I got my gun, too. You know, if the dog don't get you, my gun will. So... But yeah, it was creepy, man. It was really creepy. But ever since that point, no headphones when I'm shoveling. I've got to be all aware of my whole situation, man.
No, that's insane. That's so crazy, man.
That is crazy. And I talked to David Weatherly, the dude that, you know, we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, the author and researcher. And I told him about this account. And he's like, dude, he said, there are so many that hits all the spots. That story hits all the spots. He goes, without a doubt, that is a black eyed kid. And he's like one of the biggest experts on black eyed kids out there right now. Wow. And he's like, that's exactly what that was. That was a black eyed kid. He goes, how did you feel afterwards? And I said, well, you know, I'm not a sissy. Like when it was me and another guy, you know what I mean? I'm not a sissy, but I was a little scared, man. Scared enough to go in and get my gun. You know what I mean? Which, I'll fight you. You know, I'm one of them people.
Kid, or what you thought at first was a kid.
Oh, yeah, dude. And he was a scrawny thing, too. He wasn't, it was like 13, you know? But, nah, man, I wasn't playing around. I went and got my gun. And I was going to call the police, too, you know? But I didn't call the police. He was gone, so...
So
I asked my neighbors if they saw anything funny or anything like that or had anything strange happen. They're like, nope, nothing.
I mean, okay. So what that means is if you're a Girl Scout selling Girl Scout cookies, do not go to Ken's house.
As long as you don't have inappropriate clothes for the weather on and black eyes and perfect hair, you're good.
I mean, thin mints are good, you know.
I like thin mints.
That's pretty good. So I actually have I mean, I don't know if you would consider this because it wasn't like I didn't see a black eyed kid. Right. But it kind of goes with. You know, I had talked to a medium about this right after, actually, while I was going through this trauma. Right. So a few years ago, I had basically lost my eyesight.
Oh.
And for 3 weeks, for 3 days straight, I couldn't see anything. And for 3 weeks, all I saw was kind of like as if you were looking through sunglasses at all times.
Wow.
You know, inside and stuff. And it was really scary because, you know, I went to the doctor about it and stuff. And, you know, they said, well, it could come back in 3 weeks. It could come back in 3 years. It could never come back. You know, luckily it was 3 weeks for me, you know, because I had some shots and stuff and it helped me out. Not alcoholic shots, you know, like needles, and it helped me. But
wait, you had alcoholic shots with needles? That'd be cool. How does that work?
Hey, I mean, goes right to the bloodstream,
direct injection. That's what I'm talking about.
But before I had gotten this eye stuff that happened, I had done an episode about the black eyed kids.
Whoa, really?
And it was legit, like a couple days before.
Dude, maybe you're a black-eyed adult and you just don't know it.
I lost my eyesight. I mean, it was the craziest thing.
It is messed up.
You know, so I got to thinking, I'm like, should I stop doing the podcast? Like, is this like giving me like bad mojo? Like what's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
I talked to a medium about it, actually a medium that I had on the show, and she was excellent. You know, definitely I've had too many cut orders, so I can't think of her name right now, but you know, look back and you'll see. And she was incredible. And I talked to her like, or while I was having this eye stuff, and she's like, listen, she's like, it's a possibility, you know, that something paranormal is happening to you, because right now, I don't know, you know, she called me a light worker because I talk about this paranormal stuff. And she's like, you know, we're all under attack right now from this stuff. You know, these forces are trying to get at us. And I'm like, well, should I stop doing my podcast? And she's like, absolutely not. You know, so that's why I'm still here today doing this podcast. You know, I took a couple months off to kind of regroup and stuff, but I'm like, nah, I'm not letting no black-eyed kids stop me from doing this podcast, you know?
Yeah.
So,
wait, did you say black-eyed kid or black-eyed kid?
No, not the kind that you would, you know, not somebody from like a, I'm not going to get canceled.
Yeah, don't.
We're not going to get canceled.
Yeah, no.
You know where I was going, though. Everybody knows I was going to go with that one. No, but yeah, that was pretty crazy, man. It turned out, the doctors say it was some kind of stress-related thing. I was doing a lot of things at work, but it was just kind of coincidental that it happened like 3 days after I did that episode of the Black
Eye. Yeah, it is weird. So you talked to a medium about that.
Yeah.
I talked to someone about mine also. I talked to a large.
Oh,
and the large told me, no, I'm just joking. I'm stupid. I'm sorry. It was a bad dad joke.
That was a cheap joke, sir.
It was cheap. It was fun, though.
I like it, though. I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
So another urban legend, now that we're completely off the rails.
Yeah.
Another urban legend is the 27 Club.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
And this one's a good one, too, because it's so strange, man, that a lot of these musicians have died at 27.
Who started that? Do you know who started that trend?
I do know. I know. And actually, it was from one of my favorite movies of all time called Crossroads.
Yeah. It was Robert Johnson.
It was with Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
And that was before the Britney Spears Crossroads. This was the better Crossroads.
Joan Jett was in that too, wasn't she?
Was she?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Joan Jett was in that movie.
I don't remember.
I've got to look it up now. Type away. You go ahead.
But yeah, it started with Robert Johnson, who was a blues legend, right? He died in 1938, but basically his whole legend, I mean, it's incredible, right? So he was a terrible guitar player, a terrible musician. Everybody thought he was horrible at what he did, right? And the whole legend is that people claim that he went to this crossroads and down south, and he sold his soul to the devil. Basically, he had to play this one melody, and the devil would come by, and he would be like, yeah, you know, I want to be famous or whatever, and he signed the paper and he sold his soul to the devil. And then a year later, people saw him and he was this incredible blues musician. And they're like, well, how did he get this good within just a year? He could have practiced every day, I guess, for a few hours, you know, like that's kind of how a lot of people get better. But I mean, this legend, but he died at 27 years old. All right. So that's kind of where it started. And then another guy that died at 27 was Brian Jones, who's the founder of the Rolling Stones. He died in 1969. He died at 27 as well. And then my guy, Jimi Hendrix, obviously everybody knows Jimi Hendrix, guitar virtuoso, right? He died in 1970 at 27 years old. Janis Joplin, 27 years old.
That was like months after him, right?
Yeah. She was also in 1970 as well. Jim Morrison died at 27 in 1971. They also have Kurt Cobain in there, but he did it to himself, man, but he still died at 27.
Or so they say. I don't believe that.
There's a lot of, that's another crazy conspiracy theory, about him. I don't know. I got to watch that movie. They said that movie, it's called What's Soaked in Bleach.
Yep. It's awesome.
Is it awesome? I got to check that out for myself.
That's good.
You know, but that's a whole nother story. But he died at 27 as well. Amy Winehouse died at 27. Alan Wilson from Canned Heat. In the country. He died. Actually, he died in 1970 as well at 27.
Hmm.
All of these musicians died at 27 years old.
You missed one.
Who's that?
Well, it's also a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Paul McCartney. And listen, I don't care if he did die. I don't care because the it's Paul McCartney now is freaking amazing. So I really don't care, but that is a whole conspiracy, which another movie you need to watch. Paul McCartney really is dead. George Harrison's Last Will and Testament, which he narrates.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I believe that too. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, there are, we could go over that too at one point, mm-hmm. You know, the whole Paul McCartney thing, because there are a lot of weird things with that too. I looked into that not long ago and I'm like, I don't know, you know, and then, but like some of the things that are just when you see the pictures side by side, you're like, yeah, but that doesn't.
Yeah. You've got to watch that movie, dude. It lays it all out. That movie blew my mind. That documentary blew my mind. And listen, I'm one of the biggest Beatles fans you're ever going to meet. I love the Beatles.
Beatles were awesome.
Yeah. I love them.
What else you got for urban legends?
Well, my town growing up had an urban legend that is probably not known unless you grew up in the town.
Okay.
So I grew up in Canton, Ohio, just outside of Canton, Ohio. And we had a legend right next to a high school that was down the road from us. We had a couple of high schools right down from us, but in our exact neighborhood, we had a high school called Central Catholic High School.
Okay.
And we used to go to Central Catholic and, excuse me, hold on. Anyway, and there was a cut through the woods that we would take. And every single day, we'd see this guy, this old guy back there. He was an older guy, and he had no front teeth, and he had bottom teeth, and his bottom jaw would kind of stick out, and he had no hair, and we called him Popeye.
Okay.
And the legend is that, and he was real, he was there. If Popeye ever caught you in the woods alone, you weren't getting out of those woods. And it was just a small cut through. So we never went in those woods alone. We were always in pairs because Popeye was, the dude was always in those woods. I don't know what it was. He was always in those woods. And it's not a lie. We'd see him. We started waving to him and saying, hey, Popeye, to him. But one time I walked through those woods by myself and I saw him and I immediately bolted, man, out of those woods. I didn't want anything to do with that. Wow. So I don't know if it's true, but they said he killed kids when you would walk through. He probably didn't. It's an urban legend, and I don't know where it started, but yeah, that's one from my neighborhood where I grew up, and it was pretty terrifying when you were a kid. You didn't go through those woods alone.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Actually, where I grew up, there's actually an urban legend as well.
Big one?
Yeah.
I know that one.
When I lived in Staten Island, there was a legend of Cropsey.
Yep.
Okay. Cropsey was said to be a homicidal madman, possibly an escaped mental patient. And he lurked in the woods or abandoned buildings, kidnapping children and dragging them into underground tunnels. And the variations of the legend described him with a hook for a hand or disfigured face or axe or, you know, the classic boogeyman traits. But, you don't really know about all that stuff. You know, because like we were saying, you know, these things kind of snowball sometimes. But the local kids were warned not to wander too far, especially near the ruins of the old Seaview Hospital or Willowbrook State School. And I've been to both of those, sir.
Really?
I've been to the Seaview Hospital, the abandoned Seaview Hospital. So yeah, I remember when I went there, it was really, really weird because we had went there and I remember seeing like this long piece of wood that goes all the way out. Now, sorry. Yeah. And it went all the way out to like, and there was like this big drop, right? And now this was during the wintertime that I went. And I could swear when we went there, you could see like little baby footprints and or like little kid footprints. And they led all the way to the end of the piece of wood. And now this long piece of wood had to have been like, I don't know, 15 feet long.
Sorry, I'm still caught. I'm still
piece of wood, long
I'm
piece
stuck
wood.
On the long piece long, of wood.
With, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry.
With finger, with the long I'm beginning wood. To talk. With footprints on it. I mean, what,
yeah, what's going on? So, yeah, man. But no, but there were footprints on this long pike.
I mean, I think you could find that on Pornhub.
But it was in the snow. I saw it with my own two eyes, man. And like it led to the end of it. And it was like at least like a 20-foot drop.
Mm.
You know, which was really, really weird. Like we were looking at it like, what the hell? You know? And yeah, I mean, I've been to that place. That place was crazy. But we didn't really want to go too far into that because, you know, as we were going up the stairs were like, some stairs were missing and some, and as you were walking up the stairs, you heard this, like the concrete of the stairs, like breaking away. I'm like, yeah, maybe this isn't too safe.
Yeah.
You know, so we ended up leaving, unfortunately. But, yeah, that was a creepy place. There's another creepy place in Staten Island called the Monastery, which, was also a very, very creepy place. That the legend with the monastery is that it goes down 30 floors into the ground. Like it has 30 sub-levels.
Wow.
So that was creepy as well. But yeah, Cropsey, man.
Yeah, Cropsey, didn't they make a documentary about that a couple years ago? It was pretty good.
They did.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, we have Whistling Jack. Do you remember Whistling Jack?
I do.
I did a TikTok on Whistling Jack. That was pretty fun. Again, if you're in Appalachia and you're hiking through the woods and you hear whistling, man, just take off running because Whistling Jack will get you. That's your warning. It's the only warning you're going to get. And people swear by it. Well, my brother-in-law, who's an avid hiker, actually told me about Whistling Jack. I've never heard of it before that. And he's like, if I ever hear whistling out there, man, I'm gone. Which I don't blame him because I ain't playing around with that stuff. But yeah, Whistling Jack was cool. Have you ever heard of the Melonheads in Ohio?
No. Who's the Melonheads?
Well, I'm getting ready to release a TikTok video on that here soon. It's in the arsenal. So according to legend, I've been to this place too. There was a hospital, like a hospital out in these woods that was doing experiments on kids. Kids were going missing from these neighborhoods. And it kind of ties into another story I'll tell you about. But kids were going missing from these neighborhoods. And apparently there was this doctor and he was crazy and was doing all these experiments on these kids. And he was injecting them with all this stuff and they had these huge heads. Well, I guess the kids escaped one day and killed the doctor and got out into the woods. And now they're having kids. And there's tons of stories of these little melon head kids out in the woods and their eyes glow and they'll get you, man. You got to stay away from the melon heads. It ties into another story in there was a town called Boston. It's now Boston Mills in Ohio.
Yeah.
We call it Helltown. And there is another Helltown in Ohio. And that's the official name of the town, by the way. Helltown.
That's crazy.
There's this town that just got completely shut down. It's a ghost town right now. It's by a ski resort. And I think the reason it got shut down is because the ski resort bought it.
Okay. But
there's rumors circulating around that the kids were going missing from the Melonhead experiment and the government came in and shut the town down. I don't know. I'm going to do a little more research on Helltown, but everybody knows about it. Everybody knows where it's at. Everybody in Ohio has been there. If you're into this kind of stuff, there's still buildings there. It's just a ghost town. It's kind of cool, but there are several different rumors surrounding Boston or Helltown, which are, you know, there was a government experiment that happened. They were involved in, you know, this and that, and the government shut them down, and it's a site of a demonic something. There's, you know, there's 8 different explanations for Helltown. So that's a pretty solid urban legend, you know, around there. But you can kind of pick and choose which version of the story you like, because there are so many versions of Helltown that it isn't funny.
That's crazy.
That's fun.
Another one actually in New York is the Montauk Project.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
So the Montauk Project, you know, Montauk is in Long Island in New York, and that is called Camp Hero, and it's linked to secret government experiments involving time travel and aliens.
We need to do a whole episode on that, man.
Oh, absolutely. That would be amazing. And allegedly, psychic children were trained as soldiers, and a hole in space-time was opened in 1983. What does that sound like to you, Ken? Does it sound like a specific TV show that was gigantic? That
Yeah, because it's based on that. It's based on Stranger Things. Stranger Things is based on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe I did a TikTok about it like a year or so ago about the Montauk Project. And yeah, that's if we could do a whole episode on that. And if anybody wants us to, you know, let us know.
That's a huge story, man. That's a huge one.
Yeah. Yeah. So much to do with that. There's also, you know, if you want to go the cryptid route, there's Champy, you know, in Lake Champlain. It's kind of like a Loch Ness monster type guy that's in Lake Champlain. That's in New York as well. There's another one in New York where people actually say that there's pirate treasure built on that's pirate treasure that's in Liberty Island. And apparently, yeah. You know, from our last episode, apparently Liberty Island doesn't exist, because the Statue of Liberty was apparently on Ellis Island, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, but that they're saying the pirate treasure is actually buried in Liberty Island.
That's cool.
Yeah. We also have one of the, in New York City, we also have one of those urban legends that's pretty much in a lot of places, which is the Hellgate Bridge. And it's said to host spectral trains, you know, ghost trains carrying souls of the drowned. And, witnesses report seeing phantom lights and ghostly locomotives that never completely arrive.
Spook Hill, man. Spook Hill. It's in New York. You don't know it.
No.
So disappointed.
I'm sorry. I'm a terrible New Yorker. I'm a terrible Italian too.
You don't even know what a chopped cheese is, bro.
I don't know what a chopped cheese is. No, I did not. Jeez. I did not.
Jeez. It's basically a hamburger chopped up with all the fixings. Fixins. We call it fixins down here.
No, we call them fixins up here too, but just to make fun of you guys, they call them fixins.
Yeah, I believe that. We don't add a G to anything down here. Nothing has a G on it. Everything's an in. Biggins, fixins. It's all ins.
Right.
Like we just get lazy with our words down here. I don't know what it is, but it's fun and I like it.
Hey, I mean, why not?
Make spelling easy and short.
There you go.
Spelling.
Spelling. That's right.
Yeah. Tory spelling. Wait. Spelling. Anyway, so Spook Hill is in New York, and I'm not sure where in New York, but I know it's in New York because it's one of the stories I looked at, and I thought for sure you would say it. So I didn't even bother with it because I wanted you to have your New York thing, and you don't even know what the hell a chopped cheese is, so I give up.
I do not. Terrible.
So it's this hill that you go... And you drive your car up to the top of the hill. Okay. And you put it in neutral and you're sitting in at the top of the hill. And apparently a bus crashed there or something like that. Like with some kids. And I guess you're supposed to sprinkle baby powder on the back of your bumper and your trunk. And you first and you pull your car up there. And then something pushes you over the hill. Even though you can't. Yeah. So it pushes you over the hill. And while you're done at the end of the hill, you get out and you can see all these little kids' handprints all over your trunk of your car and bumper.
Okay, there's actually a very popular urban legend from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exact same thing.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's these, like, down to the, you know, so that's definitely an urban legend because it's in another place.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. There was a place in Staten Island that was off of this main road called Highland Boulevard. And they had said that if you, you know, that's it was kind of a local urban legend where if you drive down this path, you know, a crazy dude will come out and start chasing your car. You know, you have to go down there without your headlights on or whatever. And you see some crazy stuff and then a crazy dude comes out. We never actually went down the whole road, but it was probably just some crazy dude that didn't want you down near his house, probably. But, you know, why not? It could have been something paranormal, I guess. But
yeah,
maybe it was some guy that, you know, didn't want you near his house. Who knows?
Could be. You never, that's the fun thing about these urban legends is you don't know. And they, you grow up with them. So you kind of believe them as you're growing up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, there's also the one in New York City about the alligators in the sewers.
Oh yeah. I heard that was true though. Is that really true?
No, it's just rats down there. There's no
big ones though.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're down there too.
Bite your head off, man. Well, where did it come from? Do you know where that came from?
That what?
All right. Now I'm going completely off the rails here. Right. But, All right, let me set the scene, right? Oh, yeah, well, what are you guys supposed to be? We're exterminators. Somebody said they saw a cockroach up on 17. Must be some big cockroach. Bite your head off, man.
Ghostbusters?
There you go. Right.
I thought that sounded right.
Nice.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Excellent, man. That's I told you once before, that's my dream guest is to have.
Yeah, I would like to.
Right on the show.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Murray would be hysterical, but Dan Aykroyd is the man, bro.
Bill Murray lives here, like not far from where I live.
Really?
Yep. He lives here. People see him all the time. He's out all the time.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Him and Darius Rucker.
Really?
Hootie. Yeah, Darius. Yeah, he lives here. He was born and raised here.
Everybody thinks his name is Hootie.
I do too. I loved Hootie.
Legend. You know, he's Hootie. You know?
Hootie and the Blowfish were awesome, man. I don't care.
That's right. They were pretty good.
So here in South Carolina, I think the biggest urban legend here is the legend of Lavinia Fisher.
Okay.
And it's kind of a cool story. So she's known as America's very first female serial killer. Now, so her and her husband in the 1800s owned and ran an inn in Charleston. And they had a habit of killing off lots of people that stayed in their inn. They would just kill them. They'd poison them. And when the person fell asleep, they dropped down a tarp and just hack them to pieces. Well, one of their victims escaped one time and basically reported them, of course, and they ended up executing them later. But there's a very famous prison here in Charleston where me and my kids have all gone because they do ghost tours. We did a ghost tour there. It's really a cool place. So it's like a really old prison. It's really small. And it's like three floors. And we did catch a couple things on camera there, which is pretty cool. And it's supposed to be one of the most haunted buildings in Charleston. But they say Lavinia Fisher's ghost haunts the Charleston jail. And that's where she was executed. Wow. So it's pretty cool. That's one of the biggest urban legends here. I keep wanting to say urban legends.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's Cutwater.
That's Cutwater.
How many? They gotta give us something now, man. I'm telling you.
All right. We've said it plenty of times, man.
Yeah, we are plugging away at them.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, I'm pretty satisfied, man. That was a lot of urban legends I think we went on, but I think we probably could do a whole nother show on it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Do, you know, maybe a part two.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody wants to hear, or if you have an urban legend that we haven't mentioned yet that you want us to mention or do some more digging with, let us know about it. You know, check out our website, warpedrealityparanormal.com, or you could email us, you know, go to the website and email us from there. You could call 845-600-0744 and let us know about it on the voicemail, whatever you'd like to do. You could do it anonymously if you'd like, whatever, you know, we're cool with all of that. So, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been fun, man, as usual. And, you know, I really look forward to having some listener interaction and listener, stories. And I think it would be awesome to have some lesser known urban legends that are maybe more localized. Like for instance, my story of Popeye, I find those fascinating because it's fresh and new and, you know, not everybody knows about it. It's kind of a very small local area. So,
right.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every town kind of has some local urban legends. So, yeah, if you have a great urban legend in your area, definitely let us know, man. We'll definitely love to hear about it and we'll put it on the show. So
my local one here is the legend of Creepy Ken. I am a legend here.
That's what I've heard.
I have long wood with footprints on it.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty long. That's, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they call me Creepy Ken. I walk really creepy. It's like a 13-foot piece of wood.
Is that what it is? That you walk, it's creepy.
I walk. Could you imagine walking with that hog? I don't know what to say.
Wow. You know, we were almost through. We were almost through this show.
I'm sorry, man. I was bored. I had to spice things up a little bit. Damn. I really wasn't bored. I just, you know, I can't contain it. I'm talking about the wood still.
Whoa.
God.
If it's that long, I mean, how could you contain it? You know,
longboard. Yeah. I don't even need a surfboard when I go.
Well, find your lake or something. All right.
Maybe that's why Popeye was called Popeye. He saw that one time when his eyes popped out. I don't know. I'm stretching.
On that note, thank you everybody for checking out the show. And we hope to hear from you next week. Definitely let us know. Check out all of our socials. You know, we love to hear from you too. Check out our TikTok, Instagram, check out our website, warpedrealityparanormal.com, and everything that we have to offer. We have a lot more coming up, including some contests and stuff that we're going to be throwing out there too soon. And yeah, so we hope you guys enjoyed it and we'll see you next week.
Later.
Later, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Warp Reality Paranormal Podcast, and thank you to all of my guests and contributors that helped make this show possible. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest in the show, please leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744, or you can email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You can do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, please check out our show notes for all social media links of this show and some of our friends. The Warp Reality Paranormal Podcast, uncovering the unseen.